So first of all, I'd just like to wish you all very welcome. Many of you I know from before and some I don't know. I'm looking forward to this. It's been 2 years since I taught a retreat here. So for those of you who don't know me, my name is Natthiko. I'm originally from Sweden. And I was a monk in Thailand for 7 years first, and now I've spent 7 years in England. And just a couple of months ago I moved to Switzerland. So it's nice to be back here. I came back just 2 days ago. It's nice to speak English and everybody looks like they understand what I'm saying. My German is quite basic still. And there's more Sangha with me than I'm used to at my retreats. Sanigarika Edin, who lives at Amaravati. And so does Samonera Adicho. And Ajahn Piyasilo is visiting Chitthurst Monastery for a year. He's come along for the ride, see how they teach Dhamma in the West. And Sister Sumedha, I think many of you know, she lives here. And so does Sanigarika Bryony. Noticed when I looked at the papers of the information you give and you sign up for the retreats, there's a very broad spectrum of experience. So 10 or so of you are complete beginners, and at least as many have meditated much longer than I have, you know, so it's like there's a broad spectrum, and I'll do my best to provide something, you know, that works for as many as possible. I do feel I'm a responsibility to give some extra attention to the newcomers. So those of you who've been around a while, you also know that these weekend retreats have that character, as they're a kind of entry point for newcomers. And I can't speak for you, but myself, often I find the kind of basics quite useful to hear again and be reminded, you know. I get kind of excited, I want to speak to you, and how are you? I was here when a couple of you arrived, and I noticed it's just good to see people. In some ways it feels funny speaking to you without having had a normal kind of exchange first, but we've slotted in a little question and answer sessions tomorrow at tea time. Should be an occasion to exchange more, for those of you who are interested. There may be other occasions if we have little slots of time, which seems, you know, useful. My style tends to be one of not so much in terms of giving talks, but rather offer reflections from within a meditative space, you know. So you'll probably find that I do talk a bit in the beginning of most meditations, you know, because I find that more useful to speak from within that particular way of attending to our experience, rather than first kind of giving instructions and okay, now do it. To me, that doesn't kind of feel natural. And if you're the type who really likes it all to be quiet, then you know, just please tune up my voice, you know, as much as you can. Yeah. And for the newcomers, there are certain kind of external boundaries that we have on these retreats. So, you know, something called 8 precepts, which we do in Buddhism, which is not to be made anything absolute or extra special of. It's just a quite basic and coherent ethical framework, you know. And if we all stick to that as we understand it, then this will be a very safe place this weekend. Yeah. It'll be very easy to kind of relax and open up, because nothing threatening or dangerous or, you know, too wild is going to come through our consciousness, and that helps, you know. And in the same way, for many of the old timers, it's a gift and a blessing to have 2 days and 2 nights where you don't have to speak. You know, we can just be quiet and attend to your own experience. For some of those who've never done that before, that might be quite difficult, you know. And I'd suggest you kind of take it on with good cheer as part of the experience. See what happens when you do that. I imagine for some of you it's the first time you've ever been quiet for 2 days, you know. And it's not like you have to be quiet all the time.